Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast, the weekly trivia podcast hosted by yours truly, Lee Brushnider, and the man sitting across from me, Mark Davis.
It's me, Mark Davis. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
We are recording this episode slightly early. Mark is a very, very busy man.
It's been a crazy... What a crazy mixed up.
Already, it's the new year. We ain't stopping.
No.
We're going.
Absolutely not. We just recorded an episode... 3-4 days ago.
Yep, with Lung. Hopefully, and you've heard it.
Absolutely,
fantastic. Approximately 400 episode. Of you, give or take a few hundred. No, I'm just kidding. A
couple thousand.
Yeah, have listened to it. Great episode. Really enjoyed having them on.
Yeah, and now here we are, back to square one. Just the two of us.
Just the two of us. Who was that? Was Marvin Gaye?
We can make it if we cry. who did that? No, it wasn't. Just the two of us.
I think it was Marvin Gaye.
I'm looking it up.
The man with the phone here, Mark Davis, looking it up for us. Yeah. While you're looking that up, I'm going to...
Grover Washington Jr.
I don't know anything about him.
Neither do I.
Except now that he performed Just the Two of Us, as popularized by Mike Myers.
You and I.
In the movie Austin Powers 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Yes.
Is that the subtitle of that
movie? Yeah. And then 3 is Goldmember, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Rest in peace to Mini-Me, Troyer.
That's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyways, we got an email, again, from Christopher, the guy who knows everything in Portland.
Hello, Christopher.
Christopher dropped us a 5-star review by request.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. He also writes, you were talking about catchphrases on the last podcast, and I'm going to preface an old one of mine with a story. I once asked the question, what country does Greenland, belong to?
Greenland.
The Greenland. What country does it belong to? But when I repeated the question, I accidentally said Denmark instead of Greenland. I've been there.
Yep.
Where you read the answer on accident, you're trying to give a hint.
It's happened to me once or twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the next week I followed it up with Greenland. It's Jesus one of two. Christ. Which one is it?
It's Greenland.
Greenland.
Yeah. Like Iceland. Like, you like don't Dolph say Iceland. Lundgren.
Iceland. Sometimes I do say Iceland.
I am from the land of ice.
I am the X-Men Iceman, and I am from the Iceland. Anyways, so next week I followed it up with Greenland is one of two autonomous subregions of Denmark. What is the other? And then he says in parentheses here, Faroe Islands. I think I even announced that it was a dumb pun clue question of the week and said that it sounds more like an archipelago for ancient Mediterranean royalty. So the next week I did my really difficult question as what country is home to the world's largest national park, to which the answer is Denmark, because like 1/3 of Greenland is a national park. So you can see what he's got going on here. It's kind of like a repeated in joke that he has where the answer is always Denmark, something along those lines. But let's see here. He continues, at this point, it started a running joke where one question each week would begin by saying, here's tonight's vaguely related to Denmark question or VRTDQ. Because as always, Wednesday Night Trivia Sidebar is brought to you by Denmark. Denmark, the happiest place on earth, which is actually their tourism slogan.
Wow.
And then I would have a question that could somehow, no matter how tenuously, tie to Denmark. For instance, Lars Ulrich from Metallica is Danish. What peer-to-peer file sharing program did Metallica sue?
Napster.
Yep. Or what is the name of the Norwegian prince who invades Denmark at the end of Hamlet?
No idea.
Fortinbras.
Okay, that's really hard.
That one is difficult. Queen Elizabeth's husband was born into the Danish royal house. What is his name? What Danish philosopher is the father? Oh, this is two, and I'm sorry, I got the script messed up here. What Danish philosopher is the father of existentialism? Do you know that one? Danish philosopher?
Existentialist.
Mm-hmm.
I know it. Yeah. I know the name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, like, my brain is, like, mush. I just got off of a 10-hour work day.
Yeah.
So my brain is, like, fried.
Nice and tender for some trivia.
Yeah. Give me a clue.
Sounds... Let's see here. Sounds Danish. Very Danish name.
Just say it.
Kierkegaard.
Oh, okay.
Kierkegaard. Yeah. Anyways, he's got plenty of more here. Overall, I'd say that the reception of this admittedly dumb running joke was somewhere between beloved and merely tolerated. Thanks, Chris. I had a similar joke with some of my players at number 3, Craft Brews and Beer Bar. This guy, Mike, would always shout out Uranus as an answer when I would say, please don't shout out the answers. He'd go, Uranus. So for a while, I kept asking astrology questions that seemed like the answer would be Uranus, but it never was. Perfect. You know, just kind of messing with them a little bit.
I get that a lot with Maine because I was born in Maine. Mm-hmm. So whenever I ask a question that's related to the Northeast, people will always think that it's going to be Maine, and it rarely ever is.
I got a Maine trivia question on you last night you were playing.
And I did not get it.
It was, the question was, what state can lay claim to the birthplace of Captain Hanson Gregory, who is credited with the invention of the donut hole? And the answer is Maine.
There you go.
Drew, this is kind of a best worst answer, but Drew wrote down Arizona.
What the fuck?
It's like a boat captain from Arizona.
There you go.
It's like some fucked up weird Mario Land 2 thing, like in the desert. I'm a boat captain. I sail the sand dunes.
It's perfect.
Do you have any like gags in jokes that you have with your players regularly? Like do you anything like that?
Not that I can think of. No.
You've never like had like a meme basically at your trivia where it's like a running joke?
Not that I can think of. I mean.
Well, get one, man.
Yeah. You know, like I said, I usually don't pitter patter too much in my trivia. I usually just from beginning to end, and that, you know, I just try and get through it.
Hey, I just got a notification on my phone that said that you were nearby.
Oh,
so
here
I should
I am.
Send you a message. Get a hold of you.
Wave at me.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thanks again, Chris, for writing in. We love hearing from you, man.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see here. We're going to consult our future robot on the weekly wrap up because we are recording this early. So future robot, take it away. How will our teams perform this week?
On Monday at 3 Pepper, the Wet Boys beat 5 other teams, winning with 93 points. On Wednesday, the Moist Men and Parents beat 10 other teams at Bury Me Brewing with 83 points. And on Thursday at number 3, Craft Brews and Beer Bar, beating 6 points, it was the Pissed Off Squeaky Chairs with 87 points total.
Wow, thanks, robot.
Fascinating.
Yep.
Technology's come so far.
It has.
It's ridiculous.
The wonders of technology. Okay, so our schedule for this coming week, on Monday, January 14th, we will be at 3 Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers, Florida. On Wednesday, January 16th, No Nonsense Trivia will be at Bury Me Brewing Company. 3 rounds of trivia starting at 7 p.m., after which we will go over to Nice Guys in historic downtown Cape Coral.
So beautiful.
And visit Mark and play Nice Guys Pizza Trivia.
Mm.
Is it Nice Guys Pizza Trivia or just Nice Guys Trivia?
It is Nice Guys Trivia. Pizza Trivia makes it sound like
it's all about pizza.
It's all about pizza.
Yeah, and it's rarely and about
it,
pizza.
It is, in fact, rarely, if ever, about pizza.
On Thursday, we'll go to number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar on January 17th, Thursday, also in Cape Coral, right across from Nice Guys. You can find more information about all of our live events online at No Nonsense Trivia. All of the No Nonsense Trivia events are free to play. You can win prizes after every round. Join us.
Won't you?
I'll take the blame for that one.
It was very, very nice to get back in the saddle at 3 Pepper.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah, you haven't played. Well, we haven't played in a couple weeks. We took off for the holidays.
There were 2 weeks that we were off for the holidays, and I think I was gone the week before those, so it was almost a month for me since I had played there.
Yeah. And I kicked it off with a great technical setback. I forgot my mixer, so I was about 10 minutes late, hustling.
And I'll tell you, you still wrapped up that 9 o'clock time.
Yeah.
We were impressed.
Oh, wow. Thanks, man.
We looked down, and we noticed it was like 9 o'clock when you wrapped it up, and we were like, still.
Yeah.
Still got it done.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, it's you just got to know when to hustle. And, you know, I tried to make the rounds too and visit with everybody a little bit. But, you know, we got it done.
Yeah, man. You were all business. It was a beautiful thing. It was a pleasure watching you work.
Thanks, man. Thanks. All right. We're going to take a short break and then we're going to jump right into some trivia in round number 1.
Here we are.
What a lovely break.
I feel refreshed.
Yeah. That massage we got was pretty nice. We brought in the masseuses.
I'm glad that we have enough Patreon massais.
Massais?
Masseuses.
So,
masseurs? Well, masseuse, I learned, because I dated a massage therapist for a while, is a antiquated and a negative term.
They do not want to be called hooker.
They want to be called massage therapists.
Okay.
That is like I massage, you know, to help you heal is a massage therapist. So it'd be those massage therapists.
Do you think there's like a artisanal hipster like class of people that are like, no, we're masseuses, we're alt masseuses, like we don't train or like we don't know shit, we just like hit bodies with our hands.
I'm sure there are people that just don't give a that probably like jerk you off for an extra $50 or whatever.
Call me a masseuse.
No, I'm a masseuse.
Slap my ass and call me a masseuse.
Perfect. Well, now because with all that Patreon money we're making,
right,
we're able to keep some massage therapists on. Oh, what do they call it? Like what they do
on
with
call.
Lawyers? No.
On per diem. Not per diem. On, you stumped me.
Yeah,
you
dang
stumped me. Yep.
Yeah.
We'll have to think about that one.
Yeah.
Well, thank you to our Patreon supporters for helping us keep the lights on, our proverbial light keepers, of course, our Rumpelstiltskin skins, and our team captains. I'm talking about Moist Max and Moist Lucas. I'm talking about Sean and Terry. I'm talking about the Mikes. I'm talking about Kristen and Fletcher.
Did you say Sean and Terry?
Sean and Sherry is what I meant to say.
Wow. Sean and Terry. Okay.
Mark it off a small screen here through squinty eyes. If you're listening
and the Mikes.
Yes.
I think you didn't mention the Mikes at all.
No, I didn't. Our Rumpelstiltskins, the Mikes.
Okay.
I thought I did. Okay, well, you can read next time. You know, this list stays pretty much the same every week,
right?
You know, it does.
Know.
And we appreciate those people, but if we could get a couple more, you know, the massages are nice, but maybe we want to get some drinks on the side or something.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe
we want to get a hot towel,
yeah,
a shave and a haircut, two
bits.
What's eating Gilbert Grape? Anyways, if you have the money to, you know, buy a random cup of coffee, you might have enough money to throw us once a month on Patreon.
Yeah,
you can get exclusive content by doing that. We just posted a bonus episode. It's basically six Patreon exclusive questions, you know, and we might start doing that some more too
on retainer.
Yep. And we put up notifications about when we put up new YouTube videos on the Patreon. It's a whole thing. So just go to thenono.com. Click the support button in the top and sign up for our Patreon if you can. If you can.
Did you catch me?
What?
On retainer.
On retainer. That's right. I didn't.
Massage therapists on retainer. You were on fire there, and I just kind of threw it in there in the middle.
I thought you were saying, did you catch me? Like, catch me if you can, because I mentioned What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
You did.
Both Leonardo DiCaprio movies.
Mm-hmm. Very
yes.
good.
Yep. Okay. So thanks, Patreon supporters. And if you're not a Patreon supporter and a regular listener, we love you too.
We just dropped a new Patreon-only episode.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
We did.
And we're going to be doing more of that in 2019.
So.
There's going to be more.
Yeah. All right. Mark, you want to get into some trivia here?
Sure, absolutely. You want to go first? You want me to?
I'll go first.
All right.
I have another mountain question for you. If you remember, last week the week before we ended with a question about Everest. This one has nothing to do with the Beatles, though.
Okay.
What mountain lake is located in the Andes on the border of Bolivia and Peru? It is considered to be the highest navigable lake in the world. And is the largest lake in South America when measured both by volume and surface area. It also contains an underwater temple estimated to be 1,000 to 1,500 years old. What lake is this?
South America.
Biggest in South America. It's in the Andes Mountain. It's a mountain lake. It's a mountain lake.
Where is...
Lake of the Mountain!
Lake of the Mountain.
I'm going to swim in the lake of the mountain.
It's a good song.
Thanks, man.
I know nothing of lakes. Largest in South America.
Yeah.
Where is Nicaragua? That's Central America, right?
Mm-hmm. And nowhere to be seen near Bolivia and Peru. That's the bordering countries.
Yeah, I mean, I Terrible. Terrible geography.
I'm going to give it to you.
With no trivia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Maybe they'll let us have that for the theme song.
Raleigh, Cocaine Street from Bolivia.
Which is near what lake?
My hip hop will rock and shock the nation like the Emancipation Proclamation.
Is that the GZA?
Yeah, I think so.
Doing that verse? Do you think he knows the answer to this?
Probably.
I think he does.
Yeah.
Smart guy. Doesn't he have an astrophysics degree?
Something like that, yeah. He's the genius, man. He's a genius.
Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang's for the children. Lake. South America.
Yep.
Bolivia. Peru.
Mm-hmm.
Lake Titicaca.
That's correct.
That's amazing.
It's Lake Titicaca.
Holy shit.
I think I should have hit the key a little harder. It was a little quiet.
Try hitting it again. Try hitting it harder. Oh!
There it is.
Okay.
There it is.
That's amazing.
Soundboard fail.
That is amazing.
So, what do you think about that feature? I told Mark before we started recording, I said, I'm going to drop a new feature on you live.
And here I am.
Yep.
Wow.
And then in case you get one wrong.
Ooh.
There you
okay.
go. Yep.
Is there like booing? Or all?
No, I didn't set that up. I can add that though. We do have the applause and the ding.
Well,
there.
That's why. Yeah, I heard the applause, so I figured we should have like a aww. Or,
we'll work on that.
Not
you know?
A boo, but like a you know like a feel like a like an empathetic aww.
We are open to feedback here on the No No. If you have any suggestions, feel free to write us nononsensetrivia@gmail.com.
Well, Lake Titicaca.
That's, Lake Titicaca. I'm surprised fantastic. You just guessed that, and
I always think of that because of Beavis and Butthead.
Right.
So I just kind of went with it.
I thought, you know, when I was writing that question, I thought Mark's immature mind might just be able to suss this out.
Yeah, and sussed I did.
Sussed you did indeed, sir.
All right, you ready for your first question?
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. Which U.S. state suffered a 7.0 earthquake on November 30th, 2018?
November 30th, 2018?
Mm-hmm.
Which U.S. state?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I remember seeing this around. I think I even saw some footage inside of a news station in the state while it was occurring. The reporters in a small town in the state of Alaska went live during the earthquake and immediately following it. And we're fielding calls live on air from people in the area. So I'm going to go with Alaska.
The correct answer is Oregon.
Really? November Oregon. 30th?
November 30th.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm pretty sure there was an Alaska earthquake recently.
Mm-hmm.
But so I just must have confused the dates. Oregon, really?
Indeed.
7.0.
7.0.
I missed that one.
Well.
You heard my confidence.
You were all the
this
way over here.
This was a William McKinley.
You didn't do the sound. Oh.
Sorry about that. I was too caught up in my own bullshit.
No, I understand. It's tough. I'll have to get my own keyboard.
Yeah.
We're going to look like we're in battles over here or something, both of us with keyboards. I'll just wear a guitar for some reason.
We must set up with the keyboards. All right. Well, damn. Got that one wrong. All right. Oregon, November 30th.
Indeed.
They don't name earthquakes, do they?
No.
What? I mean, should we name them?
No. Well, I don't know. I don't see why not, I guess. Like, remember when earthquake Ronaldo happened? Ronaldo. That's a name that doesn't
I was
exist.
Thinking we could name them after, like, you know, things that have to do with the place that they're in. So is there, like a Portland musician we can name this earthquake after?
Who's Elvrum? From Portland?
Yeah. Is he from Portland?
Probably.
Phil Elvrum of the Mount...
See, Phil Elvrum does not seem like he would be an earthquake, though. He seems too sad to be an earthquake.
Yeah, it's an earthquake of emotion when you listen to his music.
It's true.
Yep. Here's your second question. Okay. Got a history one for you. What type of relationship is it often said that the UK and the US have with regards to politics, diplomacy, culture, economics, and military relations? Popularly emphasized by Winston Churchill, but exists in numerous publications dating back to 1897. It is a type of relationship that the UK and the US have, again, with regards to politics, diplomacy, culture, economics, and military relationships.
Is this like a...
It's
like
a phrase. Winston Churchill popularized it, but you can find like references to this type of relationship dating back to 1897. Just going to place my finger on this wrong answer button. Yeah,
probably a good idea. It's pretty bad when you know already.
I'm just telling by your body language. You seem, you sit as a man defeated. But maybe you'll titty caca this one.
Grandfather, grandson.
Grandfather, grandson relationship.
No idea.
Who's who?
We're the grandson.
Oh, that would make sense. That would make
sense. England's been around for fucking ages.
I like that. Where's the father in this relationship?
We just skipped right over that fucker. He went out to go get cigarettes and milk and never came home.
It is known as a special relationship. A special relationship.
I mean, it's a good answer. Yeah. It's a great answer.
Like but. I said, it describes the fact that on so many different things, the U.S. and the U.K. are pretty much... Yep. I'm fucking failing here with this thing. I set it up. I spent 10 minutes setting it up. That's for me. One for each time I've messed up.
There you go. This is like flagellation. Self-flagellation.
Special relationship. Special relationship.
All right. Here's your next question.
Mm-hmm.
In 1749, the first issue of Berlingske, Berlingske, was published, which is the oldest continually operating newspaper in what Nordic country? Excuse me. Okay.
Yeah.
Now I don't feel so bad.
Exactly. We both brought noises to the table this time. What Nordic country?
Yes.
Berlingske.
Yes.
Hmm. So... I'm thinking Berlingske. I knew it was going to be something in that area based on the spelling. And
I'm hoping I'm pronouncing
the longest right. continuous publication in history.
Not in history.
Oh,
in
just
that country.
In this area.
Yeah.
In the country.
But I mean, like over 200 years, 1749.
Yeah, that's pretty early.
Yeah.
So, I'm just going to let you into my mind right here.
Okay.
My gut, for some reason, Finland popped up first.
Okay.
It would be deliciously ironic if the answer was Denmark, based on Christopher's email. And I'm thinking, did you know that? Did you just pick this out? You saw the answer was Denmark?
These are actually my leftover questions from the questions they did for Lung last week.
Oh, okay.
So it was not.
Gotcha. You know. Okay. So we're doing the other
not
half
so lucky.
Of last week's trivia. I see.
You're getting the full kit and caboodle.
All right. Berlingske. See, I don't even know what it means. I have no point of reference. So it could be Switzerland, Sweden, Norway. But I have nowhere to go. So I'm just going to go with my gut. For some reason, Finland is there, and it was my impulse. So I'm going with Finland.
The correct answer is Denmark. How wonderful that Christopher wrote that email, and that just happened to be one of my answers.
Yep. I should have trusted the
You can
force.
Have that one, Christopher. Take that one, baby. That one's for you, buddy. How glorious. You sound like a Furby.
I'm shutting down like a Furby. My batteries are wearing out.
It is. It's 7:15 tonight.
It feels like midnight.
It's been a long one for both of us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's your next question. I think you'll bode
well.
It's
my third question.
Yes. Did I say that?
You did not. You said here's your next question.
Oh, third and final. Ultimate. The ultimate question of this round. Which... three elements on the periodic table have a special relationship. See what I did there?
Uh-huh.
Have a special relationship with the series finale of the AMC television series Breaking Bad. I know you're a big fan of.
I am.
Mm-hmm. So I think you can suss this one out, as Adam would say.
Give it to me one more time.
Which three elements on the periodic table have a special relationship with the series finale of the AMC television show Breaking Bad?
I have no idea.
Oh, really, Mark? Have you forgotten already?
Maybe.
I feel like this is probably the most important, maybe the most important Breaking Bad trivia question. I'm going to put it out there. Do you remember what the... Do you remember anything about the finale?
Not much.
Do you remember what it's called?
No.
Really? Really?
Yeah, really.
Really?
Yep.
Well, that's too bad, Mark.
Yeah, it is.
I'm surprised. I had faith in you. I thought you were going to get... I thought this was a shoo-in.
This is a Fletcher through and through. You know, I just... It's hard for me to remember some shit for some reason.
You remember the second to last episode title, right?
Nope.
How do I remember this
episode
shit?
Episode titles are
you're
something
a huge
that
fan
I
of
don't...
the show. I'm a Fairweather
but
fan.
Episode
at
titles
best.
Are just not something that I...
You're just... You've lost it, man. Wow. I thought I knew you.
What have you ever known me to know episode titles? When has that ever been one of
just,
the things
you're
I
just
know?
You're just a huge fan of the show.
Here are Breaking Bad titles I remember. Mm-hmm. Full Measure. Half Measure.
I don't remember either of those.
Fly. The episode with a fucking fly.
Second to last episode was called Ozymandias.
Oh, yeah. Anybody okay. Remember the, I remember that.
Yep. Okay. Uh-huh. Maybe that jogs your memory. What was the last one called?
Nope.
No? Mm-mm. Okay, well, shit. I guess you're just not going to get this one, man.
Nitrogen, helium, and oxygen.
You're just grasping at straws
yeah,
here.
No idea.
Yep. No, it would be iron, lithium, and salt. The episode title is Felina.
Oh,
iron, L-I, lithium, N-A, salt, which stands for blood, iron, meth, lithium, and tears, salt.
Yeah.
Blood, meth, and tears. Also, Felina is an anagram for finale.
Yep.
And also, there's a song in the episode called Felina that plays and describes the whole plot like it was all meant to be. So, I think that is, in my opinion, the quintessential Breaking Bad trivia question.
That is a great question.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Here's your last question.
All right.
What is the national sport of Madagascar? Yeah, so go fuck yourself.
Forgot to play that for you.
Thanks. I need a couple of those.
Yeah, we need to get you some buttons.
Yeah.
We both need access. What is the national sport of Madagascar?
Yes.
National sport. Why do I feel like it's something that's like been like brought down because of colonization? Like it's like a it's gonna be like a English or Dutch sport or French sport or something like that. I mean, my gut here, which has not served me well this episode, was soccer. Not that I can even think of the last time I saw the Madagascar soccer team play in like a World Cup or anything like that. So that's probably wrong. Could be baseball, maybe. Could be something like I was saying. Maybe it's something like cricket or, it's an island sport. Maybe it's got something to do with the open sea, like, yachting or canoeing or, dragon boat.
Did you say dragon boat?
Isn't that like a thing where it's like you get like 100 paddlers on a boat and it's like a dragon boat racing?
I don't know.
I feel like it's something
awesome,
that
though.
They do at like Yale. Come on, let's go on the dragon boat. There's a dragon boat league forming I saw on social media around these parts. They're looking for rowers, and I was like, nah.
Yeah, fuck that.
Get out and row for an hour.
No thanks.
And smell the person in front of you butt crack. No thanks.
Thanks, but no thanks.
back to the question here.
You fiddle-faddled enough.
I'm going to go with I'm going to go with baseball. Is that correct or incorrect? I can't tell.
I know it's incorrect.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I'm glad you got one.
I only
one.
Got one sound.
That's
okay.
Good. I like it.
Is the correct answer?
You can have yours, I'll have mine.
Every time, I think this happened last time. I did that while you were doing your intro in one of the, and then I tried closing it and it did it again. That's just what happened again.
Yep.
The correct answer is rugby.
Oh, rugby. Okay.
Rugby.
So I guess I was closest with football.
Yeah, you were on the right. You were soccer. On the right track, yeah. Like a big sport somewhere else, not here.
Right on. Well, that should be 3 for 3, right?
I think so.
Okay. We're going to take another short break, and then we'll be back in round two with a miscorrection, a big one, and then some more trivia. Mark, it's me, Ray Romano. We're here to do some miscorrections.
Ray Romano. Will it ever get old?
Not to us. Not to us. Maybe the listeners. Not to us. Abby writes in with a comment about my question in the last episode with the lung, where I asked, what is the only bird that can see the color blue? The answer that I was looking for was owls. Yeah. Abby sent us a link from the website nature.org, which states that most birds can see blue and some can even see ultraviolet light on account of a fourth color receptor beyond the red, yellow, and blue that they share with us.
Some cones.
This was discovered by introducing yellow-breasted chats, the type of bird, to taxidermied chats, kind of morbid. The males have the ultraviolet color on their chests. The females do not. The bird behavior adjusted based on the sex of the taxidermied bird introduced. There are many more birds that have specific UV patterns. Check out the show notes for this episode if you want to read more about this. Hmm. And thanks for the miscorrection, Abby.
Thank you very much.
If you'd like to write into the show with a miscorrection or a rate my question, you can submit your own question to us. We'll talk about it. You can email us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com. You can also reach out to us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Well, I read the first question of the last round, so you want to kick us off here?
Sure. New York's Tribeca neighborhood is so named because it's the triangle south of what major street?
It's the triangle south of what major street?
Mm-hmm. Tribeca.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Tribeca. Got a film festival there.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps what the area is best known for.
You're very good at just talking about other shit.
Well, I don't want to leave the dead air. I try to verbalize my dark place. That's kind of my thing.
That's kind of what I do.
On the podcast here. I'm trying to think of... It's just in my head, a lot of avenues and streets, numbers... But that doesn't seem like it would have a relation to the Becca aspect.
Tribeca.
Yeah. I don't know. So it's south, you said?
It's the triangle south of what major street? Tribeca.
So that means the street's going horizontally, I think. I've been to New York a couple times.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been to Tribeca.
Okay.
I don't think I know anybody that's been to Tribeca.
Okay.
So I got no point of reference.
Mm-hmm.
Kylian just walked in. Do you know the answer to this?
I didn't hear the question.
Oh.
New York's Tribeca neighborhood is so named because it's the triangle south of what major street?
I feel like it's wrong, but I'm going to write down Broadway.
So Tribeca stands for Triangle Below Canal Street.
Ah.
That's correct.
I got you this time.
Thank
so
you.
So Canal Street
Canal
is the
Street
answer.
Canal Street is the correct answer.
All right. Okay.
So now you know what Tribeca stands for.
I love it.
Triangle
that, and
below
that makes
Canal
sense.
Street.
Yeah. Just abbreviating. It's almost like Felina.
Yeah.
Tribeca, Felina.
Sure.
All right. Let's see here. I have a question for you.
I love
the
questions.
Television show Adventure Time.
Okay.
Are you familiar?
Vaguely.
Vaguely?
Not as much as you are.
Do you know, names?
Some.
Some? Okay. Which character on Adventure Time is voiced by show creator Pendleton Ward? which character on Adventure Time, the beloved children's television show,
right,
is voiced by show creator Pendleton Ward?
I believe that he's the one that sings the theme song. And if so, I am hard pressed to think of a voice. I mean, I'm just gonna say Finn, because it seems like maybe he is Finn, and you know, in a lot of ways. And I think that Finn's voice is roughly as close as I can think of to the voice that I hear in the theme song. So I'm gonna say Finn, the human.
Finn is voiced by Jeremy Shada.
Well, there's
actually
that.
The second actor to portray Finn in the original short. Finn was voiced by his older brother, Zach Shada, who got the kick because his voice sounded too old. So his younger brother, Jeremy.
At least he had a Shada at it.
That was pretty good, I guess.
That was terrible.
The answer is Lumpy Space Princess.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yep. So that's fun if you're ever watching Adventure Time and you see the purple Lumpy Space Princess come on and start talking like this. That is show creator Pendleton Ward.
That show is off the air now, isn't it?
It concluded. I'm sure it's still in syndication.
I'm sorry.
Though.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yep. The story, they're not making new episodes, I don't think.
Question number two for you.
Mm-hmm.
A polyorchid has at least three what? A polyorchid has at least three what?
A polyorchid. Well, an orchid is a flower.
P-O-L-Y.
Mm-hmm.
O-R-C-H-I-D.
All right. So poly meaning multi, which I'm assuming relates to the three. And orchid being a flower. What is special about the orchid? There's some weird quality about them that makes them what they are, that differentiates them from other types of plants. What it is, I don't know. What that quality is, I don't know.
Not me.
Is it I don't know why I keep going to something sexual for some reason, like a vulva, three vulvas, because I know there's some, you know, dirty sounding plant parts.
Some Georgia O'Keeffe action going on.
Exactly.
Here.
That's I'm in the O'Keeffe landscape right now. The deserts of Arizona, and there's just all these vaginal plants sprouting around me.
I'm into it.
Vulva.
Is that your answer?
I don't know the answer, so yeah, that's what I'm writing down.
The correct answer is testicles. You're kind of close.
Polyorchid.
Yeah.
So a human. Born with, has nothing to do with plants.
No.
Okay.
Polyorchidism.
I never knew what that was called. I never knew that there was a specific term for that.
Chaboy from,
who has three testicles?
Chaboy from, what's the name of that band?
CKY. The Bruce Springsteen band.
No, from, Type O Negative, apparently. Peter Steele.
Oh, yeah.
Rip Peter Steele, rip.
Can't you check that out? Didn't he pose in a nudie magazine?
He did. I did not look to see how many testicles.
Can someone look that up, please?
Kylan.
Yes.
Will you go look at his hog and see how many nuts he has?
Peter Steele.
Yeah.
I tried.
S-T-E-E-L-E.
I tried to play some Type O Negative for Kylan once, his cover of Neil Young's Cinnamon Girl. But
My cinnamon girl.
It's like this really God. Like.
This is what this guy looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
He was a big heartthrob in the metal scene. Peter Steele of Type O Negative.
He looks like
before he died.
Cross between like Frankenstein and like.
How many nuts does he have, Kyle?
That's what we want to know. That's all we're waiting for.
You count those testicles. We're going to move on.
Yeah. What? I'm going to give you a category choice here. It's two current events questions. Do you want the business current event or do you want the geography current event?
Business.
Okay.
Please.
Here it is. Elon Musk has pledged to fly Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa and eight artists on a flyby around the moon on SpaceX's BFR in 2023. That's the Big Falcon rocket, to produce a series of lunar-inspired artwork. Maezawa is the billionaire entrepreneur behind what Japanese clothing company known for their custom fit line of polka dot suits?
Jesus Christ. I hate you. First of all, Big Falcon Rocket is the funniest fucking name ever. Because yeah. It's totally supposed to be Big fucking Rocket.
Yeah, yeah. He has a good sense of humor.
Polka dot suits?
That's what the company's known for. And I looked into it. I think what, if I don't know if these are polka dot suits that you can buy, but I think what they do is they send you a suit to put on that has a bunch of dots on it, and then you take a picture of yourself, and then they use a computer algorithm to like cut clothes and sew them to like perfectly fit your body. So it's not that the suits are a fashion, even though they're wild looking, you know, it's not that they're the particular fashion, but anyways, what is the name of this company? I guess I take it you don't know.
I have no idea.
It's got four letters and total and two types of letters in the
Sony.
Name.
No, what only, do you mean only two types of letters.
There's only two different letters in this name, but there's four characters.
ISIS. ISIS brand clothing.
That would be a funny answer, but no, it's not ISIS.
What is it?
By the way, did the band ISIS change their name, or are they still going strong on that?
I think they're still going another strong metal on band. That. They may have broken up.
Yeah, probably. The correct answer is Zozo. Z-O-Z-O.
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Well, the guy's a billionaire, and he's going around the moon.
I'm sure. I have known nothing. Let me look at me. I wear the same pair of shorts
dear
every
moon.
Day.
This guy made a tweet that was like, hashtag dear moon, like, hello moon, I'm going to make art about you
oh,
on a
shut
rocket.
Up. Please stop. How are we looking over there with the nuts?
Okay, so
How many nuts does Peter Steele have?
From what I've seen,
did he have?
I don't see anything that says he has three testicles. Okay. I have found on Urban Dictionary that he has huge testicles.
Okay.
Three testicles? Not confirmed.
Is it possible that the testicles were so huge because two of them were considered one?
No.
Can you look up some poly orchids?
The dark
yes.
On yep. her milk white
we need
neck.
If...
The devil's mark.
See, this is not written by a man that has three testicles. This is clearly a two-testicle songwriter. Yeah, we need a polyorchid before the...
Polyorchidism is the incidence of more than two
testicles. Mark read that already. I want a name. Give me a name and a face.
Are you ready for your next question?
Yeah.
In 1861, Julius Sturgis started the first U.S. commercial bakery that made what?
What year is it?
1861.
First bakery that made what?
Yes.
What delicious treat?
I didn't say that. I just said made what.
I know. Prodding you. Testing you.
Testying me.
Hmm.
Ooh, you went for a drink and then put your drink down.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to take a sip while I was thinking that would be boring, you know? There's better times to take a sip.
Okay.
Than right now when I'm trying to suss this
sip
out.
Sip thoughtfully.
Yeah.
Sip with intent.
He takes a thoughtful sip and answers the question correctly. Delicious treat, 1861.
I didn't say delicious treat. I mean, you can throw that in there if you want, but I'll repeat the question. In 1861, Julius Sturgis started the first U.S. commercial bakery that made what?
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Trivia Guy.
Okay.
What would a bakery make that's not a delicious treat?
Well, I mean,
what
I guess
would
it
come
depends
out of
on
a
what
bakery.
You consider a treat. I mean,
that's,
do you consider
right.
white bread a treat?
Yes.
I don't think you do.
In 1861, I sure as fuck do.
Fair enough.
Because that's what I'm going to answer. I'm going to say 1861, first commercially available bread.
The correct answer is pretzels.
Oh, okay.
Pretzels.
Nice. Sturgis.
And I know this from
your
history.
Your trade.
Yes. Started in a town called Lidditz, Pennsylvania. L-I-T-I-T-Z. Yeah. I like to think it looks like Lil Tits.
Titty caca.
Lil Tits, Pennsylvania.
Titty poopy.
There you go.
So,
Booby poopy.
Did you say that it was in Pennsylvania? You just said it was Sturgis, right? Did you give me a location?
I did not say Pennsylvania. No.
But that's where it was?
Yeah.
Oh, that would have given it away. I would have gotten it, I think.
Well, I'm glad you didn't say that.
Because high degree of Germans in Pennsylvania around that time period.
Well, Amish, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was started in an Amish community.
Mm. Kyle, any three-testicled celebrities?
No. It's extremely rare. Extremely rare.
If you're a celebrity listening and you have three testicles,
looks like I'm in rarefied air.
Some random guy who posted it on Reddit, if you'd like to see.
Nah, I'm not interested in a Redditor.
Oh, wow.
That looks like a foot.
It looks like an elephantiasis foot.
It looks very big. I'm actually curious about how...
Looks like a webbed foot.
What the angle is. I can't...
You're going to lose your woman to a man with...
I'm jealous. I'm saying, I'm looking at that, I'm like, damn, that's power.
That's power.
That's power right
that
there.
That guy can patent...
You are impregnating people with that.
Just by looking at them.
Yeah, three testicles.
All right, if you come near them... I got them. It's like, if they give you
keep your damn cum to yourself.
If they give you a hand job, you can impregnate them. It goes through your pores. It's so strong.
Mark, I have a music question for you.
Hit me.
Music history, rock and roll history. What two rock and roll legends died at the same time? I'm sorry. What two rock and roll legends died at the same age in the same London apartment, 4 years apart?
I'm gonna say, I know this.
You do?
I think Mama Cass and Keith Moon.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's right. Ring the bell, baby.
I think we missed a couple there.
Yo, we missed a whole shitload. Yeah. Did you know that?
I did.
Do you know who owned the apartment?
That's the thing.
It's an individual who rented the apartment out while they were on tour.
I know. Do you know this?
I don't, actually.
This is an artist that Kyle wasn't familiar with, and I played a song for her, and she said, "This is garbage." And I was so hurt.
Steely Dan?
No, it's not Steely Dan. But I ran it by her dad, and he was like, "Yeah, that's good. That's
Donald Fagen."
Oh, I know that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Harry Nilsson.
Yes. Yep. Yeah.
And do you know who he sold?
Dude, fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, think about
it. There's a documentary about him that was like really fucking blew my mind.
Can we just say, though, that if your last name is Nilsson, maybe the best thing that you can name your album is Nilsson Schmilsson.
So, yes. So here's a Harry Nilsson fact for you. Actually, it has more to do. Well, OK, it's not a fact at all. It has less to do with
an opinion.
Yeah, it has less to do with Harry Nilsson than it does. If you listen to Mariah Carey's version of "I Can't Live," you know the song.
Oh yeah, I didn't know she did a version, so I need to check this out.
It's really good.
Yeah.
The first line is "I can't forget this evening,"
or the face,
or your face as you were leaving. It sounds. Listen to it. It sounds exactly like she says. "I can't forget the semen on your face as you were leaving." Exactly like it to me.
That reminds.
And every time I hear it to this day, I hear that and it fucking kills me.
It's about the song is the cover's about a poly orchid, Mark.
It is. That do you just, know that stuff sprays everywhere?
Do you
it's
know
like a super soaker?
Do you know? Do you know who Nilsson sold the apartment to after thinking that was cursed? Who would you naturally sell the apartment to after
Ozzy Osbourne?
No, Pete Townsend.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
Keith Moon's bandmate.
That is depressing.
Yeah.
I don't know why he
in
bought
the
it.
Beatles. No, I'm just kidding. Right. That would be the whom? The whomst?
The whomst.
The who. All right. That is my third question.
I think that's it for us, is it not?
That's three. Time for another.
So, another break.
Short
and
break.
Then we come back with our last questions.
Just a couple questions.
Or our last question. Well, our last questions. Plural. Yep. One from me, one from you.
Yep. And we got to rate my question.
Mmm.
Yep.
Tasty. 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 Tasty.
All right, we're back.
Here we are.
Before we do our rate my question, just got one best worst answer I want to read real quick. Last night I asked on The Simpsons, what is the name of Homer's snowplow business? Astute Simpsons watchers will know that the correct answer is Mr. Plow, but I want to shout out team for writing down. They took a leap of faith on this one, made up their own pun.
I remember this.
Snowplow business, Snomers.
It's very good.
Taking
it's clever.
Snow and Homer, putting them together, Snomers.
It's a portmanteau.
A portmanteau. Not our first time talking about this.
There you go.
All right. Let's go ahead and get into our Rate My Question.
Rate My Question.
Okay. Well, yeah, we did the Remy Romano on the miscorrection. It's kind of out of his element over there.
You know what? It doesn't matter.
I don't consider that us. That's our Ray Romanos.
You can plug him in wherever.
Adam, our episode 26 guest, the guy who hosts trivia in the Chengchun province in China. Check out his episode 26. We had a long conversation with him about hosting trivia in China. He writes in da 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 da. Read my question. There's no musical notation there, so I don't know how he means that. Yeah. He writes, "What do the following five words have in common? Bandit, critic, elbow, uncomfortable, and skim milk." He also mentioned that you already know this.
I do.
So did you? Was this one of your questions?
No. He asked me. I think he was excited about it.
He just likes it a lot.
Yep.
He's like, suss it out, Lee. Thanks for having me on the podcast. It was fun. You guys should Skype in for my trivia from the studio and record yourselves playing. I could record on my side too. Could make for an interesting episode. I think it would make for an interesting.
I think it would make for an interesting episode, or maybe a Patreon episode.
Yeah, yeah.
We'd have to be up at 4 a.m, which I'll do. I'll do some time with you.
I will do that.
Okay.
This sounds like something worth pursuing.
Would
so,
your game plan be to stay up or to go to sleep and wake up?
I would go to sleep and wake up.
So would I.
I think. Okay. I would call it an early night the night before.
There you go.
And then wake up and go for a jog like Rocky.
Okay.
You know, like the movie Rocky.
I would say, here's what I'd want to do. I'd want to sleep. I'd want to get together with you. Mm-hmm. I'd want to have an early breakfast at Waffle House.
What, like 3 a.m.?
I would eat pork chops and eggs.
Like 2:30 a.m.
I'd eat pork chops and eggs with toast and a side of bacon, not crispy. I'd have a half sweet, half unsweet tea. I'd come here. That would be my pregame, and I'd be ready to go.
If that's how we're going... We're taking a total sidetrack from this question,
okay,
by the way. But that's how we're going. I'm thinking maybe stay up if we're doing a before breakfast. If we're doing a post breakfast, then I would go to sleep. But if we're...
You gotta have brain food, brother.
Well,
you gotta have brain food.
I'm staying up then. I'm staying up. Okay. I'm taking a nap midday.
All right.
And then I'm waking up at like...
And that's fourth meal. That's not breakfast.
You know, midnight, you know, doing my thing, then meeting up with you. You can go to sleep if you want.
Oh, I will. Thank you.
I will stay up.
I'll sleep in my car.
And we'll see how... Maybe that's the magic key. Maybe our mix of wake energy and sleepy
there
energy.
There you go.
Will be just the right mix.
That would be perfect. All right.
What I'm going to say these words have in common is that they're all first created or written by Shakespeare.
That's correct.
Really?
Yep.
Ah, man. Awesome.
Yeah, I feel like I got that from a question of mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
That kind of like led him down that path. I can't remember what the question was, but...
I feel like I've heard some of these before, like elbow, bandit, and critic. You know, skim milk was the one I was like, is it that seems like a modern invention, you know?
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. Try again, Adam. I do give that... that's a great question, though.
I
like that question a lot, so I'll give that A+. I don't know how you can improve upon it without giving some hint, you know, that would maybe give it away. So
yeah.
I like it. I like it as is.
Yeah, I like it because it makes you think that it has something to do with like the number of letters or something, but it's completely unrelated to that. So,
all right. Well, I think it's time for our final question now.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Or no, you go first.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. My question for you is about a famous quizmaster.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going meta here. What was the name of Groucho Marx's quiz show, which ran for 14 seasons, accumulating 529 episodes?
I don't know at all. So I'm going to just say...
What do you know about the Marx Brothers or Groucho Marx?
Not much. I know they had horse feathers, duck soup.
Two classic movies.
Harpo, Groucho, something else, O.
Can you name the others?
Shemp, Larry, Curly. No.
No.
Harpo, Groucho. No, I can't remember any other ones.
Chico, Gummo, and Zeppo.
Oh, Zeppo.
I almost asked you to name the Marx Brothers instead.
There was a Gummo, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Like the movie.
Like the movie. Is when you search for Gummo, the movie comes up, not Gummo Marx. You have to search Gummo Marx.
Fair enough.
And Gummo is like the...
Chico and Zeppo.
He looks like he's the oldest, but he's actually the second youngest, and he was always sickly.
Poor guy.
And he was called Gummo, apparently, because he would creep up on you like a gumshoe.
That's
surprise
weird.
You.
Can you read the question one more time?
Yes. What was the name of Groucho Marx's quiz show, which ran for 14 seasons, accumulating 529 episodes?
I'm going to say quiz show.
No. No, 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 no. That, I, so you, no, 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 Mark. No. Hold
such,
on. Hold on.
Such pity. Okay.
Just let that ring out.
You just, you've gotten sick with power.
It's
what
not
happened.
A, yeah,
even
that,
Kyle feels bad for
that
me.
The buzzer is not friendly. It's very
you
harsh,
know,
but wrong buzzer.
Yeah, well, I just think that you know, maybe
so,
you just went a little crazy.
I can't remember if I said this out loud or if I was going to give you the hint. Remember Groucho Marx's sense of humor. So it's not going to be anything boring, you know. The name of the show is You Bet Your Life.
Okay.
You Bet Your Life.
That's
and,
weird.
Yeah, every episode, you would sign your soul, and if you got all the questions wrong, Groucho Marx would own your soul. You bet your life.
I wonder how many souls he owns.
529.
Everyone lost. All right, here's your last question.
Yeah.
Mean Joe Green helped what team win 4 Super Bowls?
When you started that, you said Mean Joe Green. I was like, this is going to be a baseball question.
Close.
It's a football question.
Indeed.
The football has the Super Bowl.
It does.
Not the baseball.
You're good. What does the baseball have?
The baseball has the World Series.
Good.
And not a national team in Madagascar.
That's correct.
They prefer rugby.
Mm-hmm.
Mighty Joe Young?
Mean Joe Green.
Mean Joe Green. Mighty Joe Young was a movie, right?
About a baseball player.
Was it?
Think so.
No, it was Charlize Theron.
Wasn't it about a gorilla?
Yeah.
It was about a gorilla.
You're right.
Oh, I thought maybe it was a gorilla baseball player. I'd watch it. I feel like I would have watched it,
Coco.
If that's what it was about.
Jesus. Clean it up, man. New season of Letterkenny's real good.
Doubt it. Sorry. Mean Joe Green.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Green.
Mm-hmm. Mean.
He's mean.
He is mean.
Did you give me any years on this?
I didn't.
So this is just why I just got to know it, basically. 4 Super Bowls.
I mean, I was going to say you can think of teams that have won more than 4 Super Bowls or mm-hmm. at least 4 Super Bowls.
I'm going to say I don't recognize. So like there's some teams that I feel like I could identify players like Troy Aikman played for the Cowboys. Tom Brady, the Patriots. I'm not really well versed in football, but I can name a couple people and their teams. And Joe Green. It would be ironic, deliciously ironic, if he played for the Green Bay Packers, but I don't think that's the case. Because I can't, I'm feeling compelled to go back to Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh Steelers maybe, or because I know they won a couple, they were good for a while, in the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Who was good and for a while in the early 2000s?
Wasn't the Steelers? Didn't they win a couple Super Bowls?
Mm.
No. Okay. Well, I guess it's not them. I was gonna go with them. But you have doubts now. You have doubts. Who's been winning in my lifetime? Started off just a baby. The Dolphins were actually good. Then the Cowboys were good for a while. Then, now wait, hold on. The San Francisco 49ers, I believe, did okay for a little bit. The Colts, maybe? Is it the Colts? Hmm. Mean Joe Green of the Pittsburgh Steelers, of the Indianapolis Colts, of the San Francisco 49ers. Joe Green. Mean Joe Green. It could be anybody. I'm going to go with the Steelers.
That's correct.
I am canceling my masseuse appointment, my second masseuse appointment of the night. I'm sorry, my massage therapist appointment.
Thank you.
Apologies to any massage therapist listening.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because that felt good. That felt good. All right. Cool. Well, it looks like I answered your final question right, and you got mine wrong.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Excellent. Splendid. Mark.
Fantastic.
Mark, episode 29, another fabulous
It's
evening.
In the can, baby.
Yes. Well, not quite. We still have our outro to do. Please don't go away. Listen to our outro.
As we make the push toward 50.
As we make the drive towards 50. What are we going to do for our 50th episode? Oof, live? Live episode?
I think we might have to do a live episode, yeah.
We'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
We will.
Well, thanks for hanging out, Mark. And listeners, thanks for hanging out as well. If you want to check out No Nonsense Trivia Live, you can catch us every Monday at Three Pepper Burrito Company in downtown Fort Myers, 7:30 p.m. Then again on Wednesdays at Bury Me Brewing, also in Fort Myers. That one starts at 7 o'clock. Of course, we're going right over to Nice Guys after that on Wednesday evening to check out Mark's trivia. And we're also at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar on Thursdays, also in downtown Cape Coral. That show starting at 7:30. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope you had fun. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. Please tell a friend as well. You can support the No-No financially on fiscally on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. You can also write us at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com with any missed corrections. Rate my questions.
Raymano.
Write us in. Write in a question. Please do it. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia and No Non Triv on Twitter. And finally, don't forget, just like Chris did, please leave us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts.
We're begging you.
Please do it.
I'll touch either your wiener or your vagina flaps.
I will do neither. Especially you poly orchids out there. Actually, no.
I was going to say, those are the ones I would be most curious about.
Bring us, yeah. We want to, especially if you're a celebrity of any type, we need to get the awareness out there because this has been a learning experience. Yep. All right. Until next time, no nonsense listeners. Jabadoo!